Like to move right along and do what God has sent us here to do this morning. St. Mark, the 7th chapter. St. Mark, the 7th, chapter 7, beginning at verse 31, you'll find these words. And again, departing from the coast of Tyre and Sidon, he came unto the Sea of Galilee through the midst of the coast of Decapolis. And they bring unto him one that was deaf, and had an impediment in his speech, and they beseech him to put his hand upon him. And he took him aside from the multitude and put his fingers into his ears, and he spit and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said unto him, Ephphatha, that is, be open. And straightway his ears were opened, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spake plain. And he charged them that it should tell no man. But the more he charged them, so much the more, a great deal, they published it. And were beyond measure astonished, saying, He have done all things well. He maketh both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. Amen. Verse 36, and he charged them that they should tell no man. But the more he charged them, so much the more, a great deal, they published it. Supporting scripture this morning, back to the 107 Psalms again. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And he charged them that they should tell no man, but the more he charged them, so much the more a great deal they published it. We are to use the thought of subject this morning. We like to speak from the thought, too good not to tell it. Too good not to tell it. Does not matter this morning what it is, but if you just trust the power of a loving God, whatever it is, God will help you every step of the way. Hallelujah, Jesus. I've got him. Yes, sir. And when you know that you got it, then you come to a place in life where you realize that you don't have to prove that you got him to nobody. All you got to do is please the Lord our God. To God be the glory for everything that the Lord God has done. And you might not want to praise him like your neighbor, but when you think of the goodness of Jesus, then you ought to have a praise somewhere down on the inside. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In the midst of all that might be going on in life, if you got Jesus, you got everything. Hallelujah, that you need. And that makes it easy this morning to speak from a thought or a thing too good not to tell it. Because if you got God and if God has done anything in your life, hallelujah, Jesus. Now, we got some hush mouth Christians, but we do have some folk that don't mind letting go and letting God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you help me, I'll do it quick. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, sir. Something about the love of Jesus. Beautiful sunshine coming through the window. Blood still running warm in our veins. And somebody in here got some aches and pain, but how many are glad you can still lift up your hand and tell the Lord, thank you. Yes, sir. What a God we serve this morning. Yes, sir. We serve a wonderful God this morning. And on this first Sunday of the last month of 2015, so quickly bringing the year to a close. And as we continue to celebrate and make preparations for this holiday season, thanking God for the birth of Jesus, our Savior, Jesus the Christ. And now that Thanksgiving is over and we hear it over and over again, Jesus is the reason for the season. There is no way whatsoever that we ought to forget that or not know that by now. even to our children, our young people. We must let them know who Jesus is, that the Christmas is a celebration of the birth of our Savior. And so if you just let them know that, everything else will fall into place. So despite all that you spent or don't have to spend, what you receive or what you give, know that we all can celebrate the birth of Jesus, our Christ. And when celebrating Jesus the Christ, we can share in his unconditional love in a very special way. There's a song that says, give love at Christmas. This world would be a better place if we just had more love one for another. If we were able to sort of just love folk and not so much to try to get folk to be like you want them to be, but just love folk. And we look in the mirror, we see ourselves, and we see and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that there's something wrong with that reflection that I see in this mirror. When I look at that reflection, I realize that there are things that can't nobody help me with but the Lord. Anybody ever had took time out to just think about how good God has been to you? When you begin to think about how good God has been, then you can't help but tell the Lord God, thank you. God wants us to love one another, and we ought to love at all times. We ought to be thankful, because every day is truly a day of thanksgiving. And even in the midst of our personal trials, we can still say that the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. So let us be encouraged and know and believe that God loves us, and he will do whatever it is that we need him to do. God is listening to our prayers. He has seen our tears, and he feels even our pain. God is an understanding God. God is an all-knowing God. So there's nothing that you go through in life that God can't put his finger on. There's nothing that you are dealing with, even in your mind, that God can't help you work that thing out. So don't never feel like you're all by yourself, and don't allow the enemy to make you think that life is not worth living. We got too many folk killing folk unnecessarily. We got too many folk taking their own lives. Then we got a whole lot of folk that's so crazy they kill their loved one, then they kill themselves. But that's not what God intended. When the Lord God said, love ye one another, then we got to love those that even sometimes persecute us. Even those that sometimes they talk about you, you better learn how to love them. We're talking about we want to go to heaven, but you can't go to heaven with hate in your heart. You can't go to heaven not learning how to forgive somebody else. If God has forgiven you of your sin, why can't you forgive somebody else? And if God is a forgiving God and we want to be Christ-like, then we got to take on some of the attributes of who God really is. God is a God of love and understanding, and God wants us to know that it is very important that we take time out to talk to him. Pray without ceasing. When everything is good, keep on praying. When you see trouble coming, keep on praying. I come to tell somebody in here this morning, don't give up on God, because he is your strength, he is your provider, and God is always right there. There are times when the enemy try to shadow him out and try to make you think that you're backed up against the wall and you're in this little corner and you cannot come out. But I beg to differ this morning, because I serve a God that is able to make you have faith enough and have a mindset that I'm not going to stay in the condition that I'm in. Is there anybody in here ever been in a position in life to where you said, no, I'm not going out like this. I'm not going to allow the enemy. I'm not going to allow nobody to take my joy. I'm not going to allow nobody to tell me that God does not love me. I'm not going to allow nobody to tell me that I'm not saved, because I believe in the power of Jesus the Christ. Anybody in here know that being saved does not mean that you are perfect? Anybody in here know that having salvation lets you know that you are a child of a mighty king? And if you are a child of God and know that God had done great things for you, then you owe God a praise. We got to learn how to praise God even when we don't feel like it. You got to learn how to praise him anyhow. For I found out that the Bible declares when I'm weak, he will make me strong. There are times when I've gone to services and I didn't feel good when I got in there, but after I got in there and opened up my mouth, and allow the Spirit of God to just go and minister and manifest itself within your heart, then you'll find out that I'm not even thinking about what I was thinking about when I came in the door. Somebody came in the door this morning with a problem on their mind. But I come to tell you, you can let that problem go right now. Don't allow nothing or nobody to get between you and your God. The Bible declares, let nothing separate you from the love of God. And if you got the love of God, then you know can't nobody take it away. Shirley said, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. And I declare I won't let the world take it away. Somebody's out for your joy this morning. Somebody trying to mess with your mind this morning. The enemy is messing with your body this morning. But you better tell the devil he's a liar. Anybody want to help me put the devil up under your feet? You better get a step on that devil and tell that devil, no place in my life, no place in my house, no place in my situation, because I am a God and I'm a God-fearing man of God. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. God I serve don't never sleep. Some of us sleep too much. What I love about God is that God has the ability to meet you wherever you are. It doesn't matter where you are, God can meet you and reach you right there. A word of warning this morning, be careful what you say. You never know how fast you'll eat those words. Last week, we preached the message that there are times when we need to say thank you, but no thank you. Lo and behold, I preached the wrong message last week. It wasn't even a good hour after church. Where instead of saying no thank you, I was saying thank you. I said, oh yeah, I'll take some of that. Time I got home, I stopped by Thanksgiving feast, a birthday buffet dinner, and I took enough food home from both spots that I can confess this morning, and I need you to pray my strength to stand before you and preach as hard as I preached, and then stand before my own people and have to eat my own words. But you know how I got out of it? I just stood there by the area where the food was, and I hollered across the room, I preached the wrong message this morning. See, sometimes you got to fix it. Yeah, anybody in here know how to fix it? Oh, don't act like you brand new. There's some children that know how to fix it. Children put their hands in the mess and say, no, that wasn't me. Am I talking to anybody in here? Want to be honest with who you are, where you are, and what you're trying to do? You're trying to get to Jesus. You got to go by the truth. That's right. So I'm here this morning confessing. Messed up. But now I did share a little bit. I did share. That's how I got what I got. Because somebody shared with me. You got to learn how to be thankful when God blesses you and however God bless you. We love to sing that song, anyway you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. Lord just whispered in my ear that sometimes we tell a lie with that. Because the Lord bless us and we don't be satisfied. Quick example. You know I'm a food person. If there is anything in your cupboard and you got hunger pains in your stomach, then when you go to the cupboard and you look in there and you come back and you declare there's nothing in there to eat, Anybody in here ever did that? Now, the Lord bless you with whatever it is that you got. So if any way he bless you, you're going to be satisfied. Then sometimes instead of ham and egg, you might just have to have an egg. But I found out that an egg sandwich will fill you up with no meat, just like a ham and egg sandwich. So I learned to be thankful for the egg. Don't never forget where we come from. I'm going to preach in a minute. It's amazing how when you get up, and I just wanted to be quick. But now, there are those of us in here. Ate mayonnaise sandwiches. Yes. Mustard sandwiches. Yes. Sugar sandwiches. Yes. Where you at? There are a lot of us in here that had a good mama that made biscuits in the morning. You didn't have ham and egg. You had biscuit and molasses and fat back. Fat back used to be meat. It's not just for seasoning. There are times when fat back was the meat for the night. Am I talking to anybody in here? So there's not an individual in here that cannot say that the Lord God has brought us all a mighty long way. And then we all got a testimony this morning. I heard somebody say just the other day, out of all of my life, we never went hungry. We always had some food. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. And so David tells us again, when you realize just how good God is, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for the Lord is good. His mercy endureth forever. David said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he had redeemed from the hand of the enemy. See, the devil thought he had some of us, but we got away. And because you got away, you were delivered by the power of a merciful God. The Bible declared he gathered them out of the land from the east, the south, the west, and the north, and wandered in a wilderness in a solitary way, and they found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. But how many of you know when you get hungry, God will feed you? The word of God says, I am the bread of life. Anybody know that he will give you water that you don't have to thirst anymore? When you're crying to the Lord, even when you're in trouble. I found out that the Lord will deliver us out of our distresses. Then the Bible declares he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. But I love where it says, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works for the children of men. So when I think of how good the Lord has been, there's no doubt in my mind that God is good to all of us. I know that God always makes provisions for us. But when we think how much God has done, oh, if men would just praise the Lord. You see, despite what your neighbor might be going through, if the question was asked this morning, do you believe that God is a good God? Then I believe that the answer would be, oh, yes, he is. See, we got to realize that we can't stop telling about the goodness of Jesus. Everybody in here got a testimony this morning. For the Lord God has been good to all of us. There are times we must trust the power of a loving God. We got to know that if it wasn't for the Lord, our God, that filled our heart with thanksgiving, filled it with appreciation, we ought to be able to say, my God is a good God. Yeah. Those in here this morning that have experienced healing from the power of God. Yeah. Healing is a blessing from the body of God. Yeah. We know what it's like to be overwhelmed with joy and enthusiasm. And all you want to do is go tell somebody that it's too good. I got to tell somebody. It's too good not to tell it, because I got to let somebody know that the Lord God is able. Doesn't matter what you're going through. I know that God will make a way out of no way. There's somebody in the house this morning that realized that whenever they began to say, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that the Lord God has done, my soul cries out hallelujah. Is there anybody in the house thinking about how good the Lord God has been? I just stopped by to let somebody know that don't matter if they want to be envious. There are folk that don't like it because you're blessed like that. But you better tell the Lord, I want to thank you. I believe in the power of a loving God. I'm going to trust the Lord with all of my heart. Anybody want to praise the Lord this morning? I just stopped Baptist Chapel to let somebody know this morning that there are times when you want to hold your peace, but the Lord God has been too good for you to sit down and say nothing. When the Lord God brought you out of your mess, you should have ran to the house of God. Said, oh Lord, I'm so glad that you looked over my fault. I'm so glad that you blessed my very soul. Lord, I'm so glad that you are forgiving God. I'm so glad, my God, that you blessed me over and over again. Oh, I got up early this morning and the Spirit of the Lord got all over me. And I just want to tell my God, thank you. I want to let somebody know that God will bless you where you are. I want to let you know in our text this morning, the Lord God had told them, I'll give the blessing, but don't tell nobody about it. But how many of you know when the Lord God do something in your life, you just cannot hold your peace? Our text this morning said the Lord God was going from Tyre to Sidon, came to the Sea of Galilee in the midst of the coast of Decapolis, and they brought unto him a man that was deaf and had an impediment in his speech. They beseeched him, put your hands on him. Oh Lord, you are the Lord our God. I want you to lay hands on this man of God. I want you to make him be able to hear. I want you to loosen up his tongue so that he will be able to talk. Where the Bible said that he began to put his fingers in the man's ear. He spit on the ground and touched the man's tongue. He said, Epaphra, be open. When the Lord God says something, somebody got to move. I just want to let you know that the Lord God can heal your body. And when God heals your body, you ought to show some kind of sign. The man of God realized that all God had to do was say the word. The Lord put his hands in my ear. I used to could not hear, but now I can hear. I was stumbling in my speech. I was stuttering over my word, but I heard the Lord when he reached in my tongue, loosed up my tongue, took the bounds off my tongue, and now I can open up my mouth. Is there anybody in here that realized that God is a good God? The Bible declared this morning that the God told this man, it's all right now, but don't go tell nobody. But how many of you know that there's some folk that just can't hold nothing? Are there any broken down refrigerators in here that can't hold anything? Soon as you tell them, don't tell it, it's already told. But I thank my God that there are some things that you got to tell. I got to tell of his goodness. I got to tell where the Lord brought me from. Is there anybody in the house that love God with all of your heart? Is there anybody here that got your mind on Jesus? For the Lord I'll live, and for God I'll die. Now there's some folk in the house that can't say I've been down on my back. There's some folk that have never been sick. So I want to let you know, if you want a reason to give God praise, if you want a reason to tell God thank you, if you want to share some good news, go run and tell this, that Jesus died on Calvary's Hill. They hung him high
they stretched him wide. He died for your sins and my sins. And I want to know this morning if the Lord God has done something in your life. Are you going to rob God of his praise? If the Lord God has done anything for you this morning, you owe God a praise. Where are my praises at? Where are the folk in the house that come to have church? Where are the folk this morning that want to have a good time and telling your God, thank you. When you were laid on the bed of affliction, God was there in your sick room. I heard somebody say, come on, come on in my sick room. For Jesus, Jesus is my doctor. He writes out all of my prescriptions. He gives me all of my medicine in my prayer room. I need you to come on in my prayer room. Every now and again, I get in a corner in my prayer room and I talk to my God, and God get all excited, and I just say, oh Lord, oh my God, you've been too good to me. You're so good, too good not to tell it, too good not to tell it, too good not to tell it. Have God done anything for anybody, then you ought to tell of his goodness. Share the good news, for the Lord is a good God, and his mercy endureth forever. Yeah. Too good. Too good not to tell it. Sit down on yours if you want to. But you better learn how to give it up. Let go and let God. Because can't nobody do you like your God.